Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June.
You know, it's so hard because I actually have so much to say to you and I'm in such a fog.
I know, me too.
I'm in such a fog. It's Emmy's weekend.
Right.
And I did go out last night.
Good for you.
Thank you. But am I paying the piper this morning.
Yeah. Well, listen, your eye makeup is fresh.
Still on. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, that's a Naomi Campbell. She falls asleep with it. And it looks better the next
day.
And
I would say
it looks better today than it probably did last night.
I mean, you saw me yesterday. We were playing. I had people over for pickleball at 9 a.m. And then at around 10:30, I had to start hair and makeup to go to a luncheon. And then
I didn't know
that I did go to a children's birthday party after that and then went out last night. So
wow.
When we just got on Deep Divers, Jessica said, what's happening with our weekends that we need to take Monday off? And I don't know, but we need a 4-day work week.
I
can't work on Mondays. I don't know if I can work on Fridays.
Understand that we can't.
Yeah.
Mondays and Fridays are a wash. And listen, we are living our best lives on the weekends. That's the truth. It's like, we had a baby shower on Saturday that was so special.
It was
But
unreal.
It was also, I needed a day to process that.
God. Like, to even call it a baby shower, like, it diminishes. You know, it's like, I remember at a certain point when Paul was calling me his girlfriend and I was calling him my boyfriend, like, it felt absurd, given what we had been through in life, you know, given, like, the depth of our relationship. And I feel that way about calling what we did on Saturday a baby shower.
It was like a celebration of life slash like a Wiccan gathering.
Exactly.
Slash like a roast slash, I mean.
Ritual.
A ritual. I at one point.
Red there, tent. I don't know.
Yeah. Again, a book we won't read. Heidi Rose, you know, spoke and read a poem that I listened to with my eyes closed with tears running down it, my face. And like, it was just so intense. And then of course you and I went head to head for some awards.
Yeah.
We were giving out the Anti Awards.
And I want to talk about that for a second. So there were a couple.
you did it to yourself.
I had fucked myself. And this is such a lesson for me. So the award ceremony, that's right, started. So
officiated by Matt McConkie.
Mr. Matt McConkie. And all the awards are being given out. Now, I knew Matt was doing the awards, but I actually didn't know what the categories were. And so the first award was, I think, for like best turnup at the party. And someone very deserving got that. And that was a thrill. But I did start thinking, you know, I'm a host, put a lot of work into this. You know, I want to compete. Like, I don't, I know I gave a toast. I know I've been given a position of power and of stature at this event, you know, but that doesn't mean I don't need to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a part of the, you know, administrative team. I can still be employee of the month, even though I'm both giving that out. You know, I also work here, I guess is what I was trying to say.
Right. Right.
Okay. So as best turn up starts to be handed out, I'm starting to think like, well, what about me?
You got panicked and you also moved. I was very close to the action by accident. And you moved your seat to standing. You stood up and then moved closer to where the awards were giving out. And the award was like
just to remind them.
Yeah, it was like a tiny Emmy award with a, instead of an Emmy, a little baby, mm-hmm. Like that looked kind of in like a sexy pose, like a baby, mm-hmm. sexy baby on the top. So, and it was all about, just to clarify, like what each aunt in the room had would to provide. Be giving. Very much like Sleeping Beauty. You yeah. know, every aunt mm-hmm. comes with a gift. This mm-hmm. was, you know, recognizing different talents.
That's
but there
right.
were actual aunts in the room. There were friends.
There were blood aunts.
There were blood aunts. Okay. So there were different categories. And then the second award was
well,
for...
Well, part of the reason, though, Jess, I want you to know that I was standing. I could no longer sit because my body had too much energy running through it. And part of the reason I stood up is because I wanted to remind, you know, the judge that I was there, you know, that I was alive. It's sort Again. Of like why I go to these parties on Emmy weekend. It's like sometimes you have to remind people in our industry, like, we're
You're
still
not
here.
Nominated. You're nope. not being nominated.
No, but it's just whereas like my heart still beats. I'm still around.
Whereas I would never go to an Emmy party, and you never will see me unless I ever get nominated. I would feel I just can't do it. I have to. It just makes me so nervous. But
wow,
you
I want to talk to you about that.
You had so much eye makeup on. Uh-huh. There was no way that we wouldn't know.
That I could be missed.
That you could be missed. Like, your eyes were just, like, husky eyes. Anyway, so the next award was for sage, you know, wise sage wisdom.
Yeah.
Who would provide that?
And I had to say, I didn't even hear what the category was. I just
know.
Wanted an award. I just
so
wanted
you
an
started
award.
To stare, and everyone pulled focus, and you were staring at them, and it was, she was forced to give you that award.
I know. She was... She didn't have free will in that moment because I gave her a death stare of like, I'll be fucking getting this. And why? I didn't even know what it was, really. I think I have things to offer. I don't think it's so crazy that I got it. It's just oh, knowing sure. the other categories that came after. I wish I had waited. I wish I had waited.
So then, yes. couple in.
Couple more
they get
in.
To the award, which is for the Ice Queen. And it is when eventually this baby has some haters because she's going to live a very charmed and loving life. Who will be the nastiest in Can't defending do. In
yeah.
defending this child?
Yeah, who's going to get like down and dirty?
And it was a shocking, shocking moment. That I received that award. And it wasn't even like
what
she hesitated.
Upset. Oh no, she literally looked, she did one look around the room and said, Jessica St. Clair.
Because I was from New Jersey.
Shocking.
And people also were like, huh, you know, we know her for the,
it was revealing.
The traumas she's gotten through. She has definitely some wisdom, but no one knows how secretly nasty I can be. If you come for me or one of my friends, I will cut a bitch. I will. And I also, Irish
love
people
that.
Often keep a grudge.
Love it.
I will carry a grudge to the end of the, if you do, yes, don't cross me because I will remember it forever.
Wow.
I will.
That's hot, Jet. I love
yeah.
it. I love it. So now had up. I,
yeah.
do you think you would have received that award had I not already been awarded
I
most
don't.
Wisest
I think you would have okay. gotten it. I think. You would have gotten it, but you forced
you.
Her hand.
Now, I did want her to know she could have given me two awards that I, lots of people at the Emmys, at the Oscars, like one movie or TV show is going to sweep. You see that all the time.
And here's the thing. I, of course, was intimately involved in the conception of this child, which a lot of people would say that was also a surprise, that I get so down and dirty with it.
Very true.
I have to be in the middle.
You
I have
really
to
do.
Be
you gotta get
in the
there.
Middle. So, but I don't know if I deserved it. I mean, certainly I will if I ever hear that somebody needs
well,
to be defended.
And listen, you know, we don't take away. It's like Serena's no longer playing. Okay, she just retired. It's like just because, you know, and then all of these other women are coming up and they will be number one and they will have their shot. And it's like, yeah, they're not, they're going to be number one because Serena's not playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have I cast myself as Serena in that analogy? Yeah.
In yeah. terms of your nastiness. You got to understand. Yeah.
But nastiness. I wasn't competing in that category. And so that lifted you up. And I'm happy
But you
for
have
you,
to
friend.
Also understand, this is about the potential for being nasty about another child. That's the thing you have to understand. I don't know if you want this award. But
I do.
Okay.
I do. Because what was so beautiful about it is, like, we do need all these textures, right? We do need all of these, you know, really just important textures in a child's life. And I loved that.
Yes.
You know?
I did almost, like, I almost, my brother, you know, some a kid was bullying my brother, my little brother, and I will never forget getting on my 10-speed that had those gigantic, you know, those baskets in the back?
Of course.
And I would weigh them down with all my books because, you know, I was like, you know, so obsessive about school. And I was like, I'm going to kick this motherfucker's ass. Mm. Like, where does he live?
Let's go.
And I was prepared to beat him.
Yeah, we ride it down. Let's go.
I will physically fight somebody if I have to. I totally understand that.
I'm happy for you that you got ice cream. Now, today, you did have, and I won't get into the details of this, but two other ice queens in your life, me and Danielle Schneider, two Capricorn ice queens, come at you pretty hard this morning.
I know, because as nasty as I do have boundary issues.
And so I'm going to encourage you, because Jess has been dealing with a boundary issue. We would like her to put boundaries up with someone. And you won't do it. You just won't do it. But you had, and it's so funny to see me and Danielle come at you so hard.
Yeah, and I had to just like write okay because
like thumbs like, up. Yeah,
I get it. I know it's very hard for me to.
It was nice to tag team with Danielle though, because I was like, ooh, when I had that scent of that Capricorn clarity. Like, we will not, like, we do not fucking stray from message. Listen to the message. And it was so nice because Casey's also on the text, but you and Casey can get pretty slippery together.
Oh my God. Okay. And Danielle really does present, and she is so kind and warm, but she's
kindest,
from Florida.
The kindest.
You have to remember, she's from Florida.
Yep.
She did spring break when she was only in high school. Like, she is able.
Only owns, like, fluorescent string bikinis. Like, get ready.
And she's
ready.
Another one that will be very, very defending of her loved ones. And that's really important in a group of girls, because Casey and I, God damn it, left to our own devices. We are like paper. We're like a plastic bag in the wind, like in you know, one of those wind tunnels, you know, we really are. It's tough for us. But here's the thing with boundaries. It's like, you make other people's feelings more important than your own.
And what Danielle was saying to you is not just your own, but like, your friends need your energy. Your child needs your energy. Your husband needs your energy. Like, we need you. They need you. We don't want your energy going to this person.
It's so true. And it's so hard, because what it means when you set a boundary is you have to sit with an uncomfortable feeling that not everybody is going to like you.
Bingo.
So it's very interesting, isn't it? That I can be so nasty, but yet I do actually have desire for everybody to like me, no matter whether I like them. You know, that's a big thing with Lennon and I, is like, we'll walk away from something, an interaction, and she'll be like, wow, God, I'm really shocked that you like that person. I'm like, oh, I'll never speak to that person again as long as I live. The less I like you, the nicer I am.
Whoa.
In the olden days. I don't know now, post-pandemic. I probably don't have the energy for it.
Right. That's so interesting, Jess. The less I like you, the nicer I am.
It's true.
I guess that's some ice queen shit in a way.
No, understand. I need Cody's now saying she's afraid of me. I'm nice to the people that I love, but like, keep your enemies close, you know? Your friends close and your enemies closer. Like, I don't want you to know. Because that's my superpower, is to like make you think that I like you, but really, I truly revile you.
Wow, Jessica.
It's a survival mechanism.
I understand.
It's a survival mechanism. And June, I interviewed Melissa Rauch, and you're going to hear that interview next week. But something that she shared with me is that during chemo, I was on so many drugs that I guess I was very rude about what she was wearing. I said, she looked like a Newsies extra. And every time she was like, I didn't know. She didn't know what was the appropriate attire for chemo. You want to stay loose, wear a loose pant.
But yeah, like sort of plane travel. It's like you want to be ready at any moment. You don't want to be too dressed up. It's not a fucking bar mitzvah. Yeah,
very famous. I don't know if she wanted to draw attention to herself.
Right, that Newsy hat may have been honestly disguised. Yeah,
vicious about her outfit. She would just get so nervous, you know, in coming because that was a truth serum I was on.
Oh,
she looked like Fievel from American. You know, tail, that little mouse, the little cap. She's so tiny. She can't wear these voluminous clothes in her office.
Just. You're so lucky because, you know, after on Saturday, I saw her and we talked about you for a good like half an hour. And you're so lucky that we both delight in you the way that we do. Because I saw her at that luncheon I went to. She was there. It was an honoree. She's a beautiful person. I love her so much. But I wow.
I just wish, you know, she's wearing a fleece from, you know, eighth grade. I just need to, you know, I want her to just elevate a little on her downtime. And that doesn't mean that I elevate. You know, I wasn't wearing a bra either.
You don't oft take this feedback for yourself. You don't ever turn to the man in the mirror, do you?
No, I really don't.
You look so cute this weekend. Well, I told Melissa she was very jealous. I said, I got to tell you, I am, because I'm actually going to plan something around Melissa's schedule that I'm very excited about.
Oh,
it's going to be getting a text from me today, but, and you'll be getting a text from me today.
Great.
Very exciting. But I said, you know, I am now seeing Jessica once a week. I'm getting my eyes on her.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of life changing. She's like, is to have Jess in my kitchen in the morning. Like, I can't tell you how much it's like, it's soul satisfying. It really is, Jess.
For me too. It feels like it's a touchstone. I really feel like it fills me up.
I don't know. I need to take Mondays off? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And you know, like, and my child is so comfortable in your home. Too comfortable, really. She took a super soaker and, you know, shot Paul in the face with water. She told him to close his eyes because he had lost. I know we're not supposed to talk about the P word, but he had lost and he had to take his medicine, which is it. And the water balloons ran out. And so she told him to close his eyes and then she let loose warm water that
I guess. Water.
Yeah, hot tub water, and then revealed that she'd been using water from a dirty bucket that had a dead lizard in it, and she told everybody that, and so that really is tough. She's so comfortable in your home. I really think
she feels so right there. I mean, I'm quite comfortable. Like, she and her other little friend were running up the stairs with the water balloons. I felt very free to yell at them. I said,
oh,
absolutely not, girl.
And you saw that she didn't phase her.
Oh, she didn't skip a beat. I said, get down here, girl.
Yeah, no water balloons upstairs. And then she said, we were just going to threaten people with them. We weren't going to let them
throw them. And I said, I don't want them up there anyway. Bring them down.
Oh, it's
really nice.
You know,
we won't talk about the word. We're not talking about, don't worry. I just love seeing you every weekend. And the problem is now, Jess, I'm going to have to.
There's no problem here.
Okay, good.
I block it out. This is my time. This is my people time. And I want to...
Cody and Jordan, please just like bleep the word now.
I want people, deep divers, this is a PSA. I can't believe this secretly nasty I am. You know the one other
thing? Because I think what people don't know, I say sometimes about Casey too, is like, I think people think I'm openly nasty and then are surprised to find I'm actually like kind of a pile of goo inside.
That's true.
You know, so it's opposite with you and me. It's opposite.
Again, I want to make sure people understand it's to defend my loved ones. It's not just
I've heard a few things.
Okay.
Housing here and there. Where no one was in harm's way necessarily.
All right. The one thing I was going to say, one thing I love about women is that we can have discussions about other people who are at close range physically without moving our mouths. You go, well, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
I know.
And I don't think men know that these conversations are happening. Or it's just like, look at this coming towards us. What's this about?
You know, got like an element over here, got a texture over there. Yeah.
Who's this ghoul coming towards us? Oh, God.
The craziest thing is that we all started calling each other ghouls, not each other, but I mean, I don't know how that's happened. And I called someone, our friend's family member who she had really been struggling with. I sent in a text. I was so angry about the situation. I said, she's a fucking ghoul. And then I said, I'd say, I'm so sorry. I called this person in your life a ghoul.
I'd have to look up the Urban Dictionary definition of a ghoul, but sometimes people do.
There has been some ghoulish. Yes, some ghoulish.
They're like a Death Eater from Harry Potter. Like, they suck down the energy. And when you see a ghoul coming towards you, especially at an event, like, you gotta get out.
No, I did some party work last night that I was very proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we were with some friends. We went to a very nice Emmys party. Again, I'm not being feted for any of my work. I'm just a simple hanger-on celebrating the industry, I guess.
The awards of other people. God bless.
But one of my friends said, like, how long do you in a party of this size?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a situation that's terrifying for folks. You know.
Oh, it's terrifying to me. I hate that idea of going to one of these things. No, thank you.
Really?
No. Nope. Yeah, as much as I love small talk, God,
so that's so interesting.
Oh, I'm terrified of something like that. That's a work function.
Well, and if you approach it that way, I think you'd have an easier time. And I would like to take you to one with Paul Scheer. Because he does beautiful work there and introduces himself to people whose work he admires and really like just makes connections.
Yeah, well, that's what he is. He's a connector.
Yeah.
He's Malcolm Gladwell's tipping point. He's a connector. Yep.
So, but anyway, I did something because, you know, I sometimes struggle with how long. I do like to get into conversations with people. I do like to go a little bit deeper than most people are comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I know that. And that's where my small talk can go left.
We saw that at the farmer's market improv. I didn't think we were going to make it. It's like, no, don't with that. But you can't stay too long. If work, what is your objective at a work function is to say hello to as many people as you can, make points of contact.
Points
this
of contact,
job.
PSC. Yeah.
Yeah. And you cannot get deep about somebody's miscarriage while you're supposed to be present.
So that's hard for me. But, and sometimes I don't know how to exit, how to pull the ripcord.
Well, I'm writing a whole book about it.
Okay. All right.
Can I just tell you one of the tips that we've stumbled upon, and this is Casey's tip, is everybody knows that saying, I got to get a drink is I got to get out of this conversation.
Yes.
And it's hurtful to the person because they know your time's up and somebody else has decided that. What Casey does is say, I have to fill up. Do you want to come with? Now she knows by the time you get to the bar, it's such a mess up there that you're going to probably lose that person. Or they'll say, oh no, I'm okay. Thanks. And they're letting you go. Genius. That's why this book is going to change.
That's really interesting. I do think, you know, there are a number of people who would come with and who would stay on.
No, they're not. You're going to lose them.
Well,
if you need to, you can't let a bogey ride side saddle again.
The ghouls are everywhere, though, Jess.
It's Halloween's coming.
Spooky season. Guys, it really is spooky season. Okay, so I was trying something on for size last night that I want to tell you about that I really loved, which was I would come to a point in the conversation where I would start to get nervous. Maybe the other person wanted to leave.
Okay, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
I know.
I wanted to let them out. Like, I don't want to imprison you with me. But also, yes, if you need to be here with me, if you don't know anyone in the immediate circumstance,
stay
with me. But also, it's okay to go. And also, like, Paul and my friends are kind of moving to do more of a lap. So I can't lose sight of them.
Yes.
So I tried on for size. The line, it was so great to see you. I'm going to let you go. Have a wonderful night.
I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to let you go. Have a wonderful night.
Yes.
And that felt a little bit more authentic and honest than I'm going to fill up. Do you want to come with me?
Great. I'll steal that.
Okay. It is honest. Like I'm definitely concluding this interaction for no other reason than I'm finding an ending because I feel like I need to call the out.
So yeah. You could also say I was thinking like I'm about to lose my husband. I got to go grab him.
But that's a lie.
I guess, but you said he was moving on.
Okay, but even if he wasn't, if I just wanted to call an out, I think it is nice and truthful. And I know you and Casey love small talk. That's just fucking lies. Lies upon lies upon lies.
I guess when you're as nasty as I am internally, you live. This is how you have to live. I know. People are never going to trust me.
You're spiraling about this, that we've revealed you to be...
Yeah, a ghoul, an interior ghoul. Like Will Smith, like when he blows someone's head off in Men in Black, there's a
Jess,
little ghoul in there.
Let me remind you what is so wonderful about you and all of us. And I am actually going to push back here because something I really feel is that women, we are primed to be nicey, 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 nice people, nice, 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 you know, respectability. I love when women authentically and honestly share their rage, their anger. I'm like this, if more of us were fucking angry, the women in this country, like, and were honest about our ghoulish feelings of rage and anger and nastiness. I mean, let's not forget when Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman. I take as a badge of honor.
I agree. I also think that we have to speak up. And this is something I will do. But when something is being said that's not right, or you're in a situation where things aren't right, you have to speak up. And you have to not worry about...
1,000%. And I maintain that if we were, as a culture, more honest about our monster selves and our monster feelings, you know, what is therapy? What is all of this other than to be honest and authentic? It's not saying we're acting on them. It's not saying that we are, you know, taking every jealous instinct toward people and acting on all of it. But to be honest about the underbelly and the shadow self and the shadowy feelings, to me, is the most relieving, kind of authentic. It's real, baby.
It's real. And, you know, I just was sent an article about ADHD in Harper's Bazaar about how women, you know, in their 40s are now being diagnosed because we kept it so secret what we were struggling with. And that motherhood can bring on so much more overwhelm for people who have this because
you're
supposed to be able to manage the sleep schedules and the feeding things and you can't, but you don't want to tell everybody in your breastfeeding class that you can't handle it and that you're drowning. And so you just shove it down and it comes out as depression and or anxiety.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Because women are told you should be good at this.
This is natural.
You should
for
be
you.
Good at life.
Yes.
These life
you
skills.
Should be
and
maternal.
If you're not, you're not a woman.
Yes. Yes. You should be maternal and you should not have any ambivalent feelings about being maternal. You should love
it.
That's
what
if
I
love. There's something wrong.
I loved about this shower because you gave a beautiful toast, and it was to say, when it gets hard, we're here. You said, when it gets hard, and it will, we're here, because the mother-to-be was experiencing all of those feelings you have right before a baby comes, which is like, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to do this well. What if I'm not good at this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, everyone says, oh, don't worry about it. When the baby comes, you'll know what to do.
Maybe not. Why?
Actually,
why would you?
You're going to love the baby. I know that. But yeah, you may have no idea what to do.
And you might actually,
okay.
And you might not feel bonded right away.
You might have postpartum depression. You might feel nothing but sadness.
Yep. You might look at that baby and feel nada or resentment.
And know that that also is not how it will be forever. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's okay to speak those things.
Yes, it is. It's vital. It's like life-saving. We must speak it.
Yes. So listen, don't cross me because I will cut you. And that's the PSA I'm putting out.
And Jess, as somebody who wanted that award, I want you to understand how special it is. Okay?
It is.
And if you want to, I mean, I would have loved to have heard you say you were receiving it in my honor, or that, you know, sometimes when people win awards, they dedicate them to someone. I don't know. I didn't hear
any
of that.
No, I took it and I did like an Arsenio Hall, like, boop, boop, boop. And then I said, I will cut a bitch. And then sat down and then just said, I didn't even expect it. That's the most wonderful thing, is when you're being fed it and you didn't expect it.
It was definitely the biggest upset.
Yeah, it was.
It was the biggest upset. And, I revealed myself and how, shallow I am, that I just wanted something.
It was desperate.
It was totally desperate.
You were like when they televised the, and I love live TV so much. Obviously, we've had some really interesting things go down, but I love seeing who gets real when they hear their name is not called. And you see, they look around like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? That's what it was like for you. One other thing I wanted to say, there was a theme, obviously, in a dress code for the shower, which was jewel tones. Okay, jewel tones. And as much as I have struggled with so many of the themes, mm-hmm. and it causes anxiety and all of that,
good.
I looked around. I know. I looked and Danielle wrote to me in a panic the night before, what does this mean? And I don't know. I don't have nothing. And I said, I'd love to help you out, but I'm pretty sure I'll shine. Because I actually happen to have a dress. That dress that I talked about, BB making me buy, which was to be on the streets of Portofino, didn't mm-hmm. happen this summer, but I did wear that, happened to be jewel toned. And I did shine. But what I wanted to say was, when I was looking around during the presentations of the award, how pleasing to the eye it was.
And this is why we do what we do.
We didn't have a group shot, which I thought was a mistake.
You know what? You're right. Unfortunately, I didn't get the content that I wanted out of the shower, but that's also oft what happens when you're in the moment and having a good time.
I know.
So
it's okay. But I just thought it would have been a
lovely moment to have a group shot.
It's also so nice. And I want to, two PSAs to our deep divers. Love for you to try this out. The next party you have, you don't have to. I liked jewel tones because it was a color. When you say things like gingham and gold or whimsy, that's a harder one. But for those to start out, don't be afraid to put out a color scheme. It helps people focus them.
I couldn't
and feel
agree
a part
more.
Of it. And feel
I
a part of it.
More. Now, I will
wonderful.
Tell you that, and I'm sure, Casey's going to have a lot to say about this too, but there were a couple guests who arrived. Well, I won't talk about the guests who just didn't abide by the dress code. They know who they are, and I don't need to do anything.
I didn't see them.
Well,
I didn't even.
I don't
they
even
were
need
buried.
To speak about it. Yeah, I don't even. It's honestly unspeakable.
I heard there were some early arrivals. And Casey said, I'm going to break your neck. I want to break your neck is what she said.
With my bare hands.
They were very upset. They were upset to hear that.
But, you know, what else did they expect? I stand with Casey. I stand in solidarity with my friend. I find it absurd. And actually, you know, this Tiffany Gabrus, who did all of the flowers and tablescapes for our party, she has an incredible company called The Sweets Are Life. And she was also a guest at the party.
I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
That was her.
That's her.
But I have to reach out because
she
I was
did
like,
an unbelievable
boy, this
job.
Is beautiful. It was Anybody stunning. In the LA area, please.
Please, please. The Sweets Are Life. So we were talking about it, and I said, what do you think that is when people show up a couple minutes early to a party? And she goes, oh, I think it's psychotic.
But they are trying to be helpful.
Okay. So she said, the people who, and I want deep divers to listen to this. This is another PSA. She goes, the people who show up early for an event have never hosted a fucking thing in their lives.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's very true. Because if you have and if you entertain and are a host, you know that you do not want that door opening until it's showtime.
God, you don't. I know we've been over this before.
I know this is a little bit like the P word. I know we've talked about it before, but it does bear repeating because, and again, I also don't want people late.
Well, so I have about a 45 minute. I was so late because I just got in an ADHD spiral.
You know, at a party that size, Jess, no big
deal. I slipped in.
You really slipped in beautifully. Smaller gathering, we're going to feel that.
Oh, and I knew, and I sent a text ahead of time because I tried to blame my mental disorders, my neurodivergent experiences on that. But that was on me. I just pushed too much into that hour before. But yeah, you want people. So 1 p.m. is the start time. When do you want people? 1:15, 1:10?
I'm fine with 1:05. But now everybody's got a different. Casey likes 1:10, 1:15.
Casey would prefer 2, if we're honest. Yeah.
But it was shocking. And those people were absolutely publicly shamed.
No, they were shaking. By the time I arrived, I said, I'm so sorry I'm late. And Elizabeth Lame said, well, it's a good thing you weren't early. Casey told me she wanted to snap my neck in two. And I was like, oh. I was like, and I thought, deserved.
Deserved, you know?
Yeah.
And it's definitely a tough way to host an event to start off by like yelling at your guests, you know? It's very strange, but you know.
It's a strange energy. But I will also say the other PSA I wanted to say was please just try this on for size. And again, it wouldn't be me because I don't know how to host. Find the person in your group that likes hosting.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be the P word that you play, but see if you couldn't get together a Sunday morning, because so few of us are heading to religious services these days. But if you're a religious group, that wouldn't work. But a Sunday morning or a Sunday afternoon.
It has to be standing.
If it's not standing, then there's too much importance on it. And you don't feel that you can bow out it doesn't mean everybody comes every time, except for if you're me. I'm there and maybe I shouldn't be there every time. I don't know, but I gotta tell you, like,
gotta be standing.
It roots you and it's a sense of community. And I really want you guys just to try it out. If it doesn't work, it won't continue.
That's right. And that's okay. That's okay. And again, I know we don't talk about P word on this podcast, but like, it doesn't have to be that. But I do think some activity is a great idea so that people can kind of, I don't know if it's a craft. I don't know.
Friend Kristen does in the fall, I know she does nobody wants to make dinner on a Sunday night. So she'll say 4 p.m., 4:30 potluck. And that's how they feed their kids on a fall night.
Oh, I love that.
So everybody brings dinner and they all do it. And then they're all out of there by like 6:30 in bed. But it's like a fun end. But it's like a standing Sunday thing. And they all get around the fire pit and everything. And it's wonderful. And the kids run around. But I got to tell you guys also, you have to understand that who wants to parent their children for 72 hours, basically. Nobody.
Nobody.
And when you get in a group of adults, you can stop paying attention to your children or knowing where they are.
And that's the goal. So, Jessica, we just wrapped the episode and we're ready to record some ads and we're ready to, you know, send it out and talk about, is there anything we want to edit? And we had to come back on because something...
I didn't think we had to.
...has been revealed, which is...
We had to.
You wanted to edit a few things out because you were scared it's going to make you look nasty. After I really thought we came to something in terms of like what it is to be a nasty woman and what, you know, it is to be kind of honest about it and
yeah,
to take up space in that way. And then, but I was feeling some resistance from you. And yeah, then our dear producer, Cody, said, well, Jessica, do you remember what you said to me in the lobby of the UCB when I was an intern there? And you said, no, I don't. She said, well, I just dyed my hair brown. And you walked in and saw it and said, are you trying to make yourself unattractive?
Less attractive. I said less attractive because Cody is so hot and her skin tone does not warrant a dark auburn. And I would love for Cody to post a side-by-side.
Okay. So you said to a person, are you trying to make yourself less attractive? And then breeze by, I guess, to do your Friday 8 p.m. improv show.
If I didn't care, again, what did we just learn about me? The nicer I am to you, the less I care.
About you? Yes. I see what you're saying. So you cared so
about
much.
Cody.
So if you didn't like her, you wouldn't have said that.
Maybe I would have said, love your hair color.
You would have said opposite.
Yes, I would have lied. I care about Cody. I have long said I was attracted to Cody. And she did something that wasn't correct for her skin tone. And what did Cody say after that? She said, I never did it again.
She's never gone back to brunette.
Not because she's afraid of me, but because she knew I was right. I have said to you, I want everyone to be as attractive as they can be. It hurts me to look at you if you are not bringing me your best self.
Okay.
I don't want you to be boring, and I don't want you to be unattractive.
Okay. Okay. We will do our best. Well, so, I mean, now that we know that, because I'm kind of like, gosh, it doesn't seem like you were really defending your... I know you'd like this narrative to be like, when I'm defending my loved ones,
I'm defending you by telling you how you can look your best.
All right. Well, then Jordan just reminded us of when she and I first interacted, and it was when I was recording a podcast for someone else, and I had to go into Earwolf, and they were... Really remember what happened, Jordan. I feel like we've told this story before, but what did I say?
No.
What happened?
They were like 20 minutes late. And when they popped up on the screen, because they were in a different location than in LA. And they popped up on the screen. They were like, I'm so sorry I'm late. Like, it's a really funny story if you want to hear it. And you were like, you are not going to waste my time. Let's go. And I fell in love with you the moment you said that. And the person was like, okay, let's do this. And you were right into it because they were late. You were waiting in the studio with me.
But that's a lesson, and I'm remembering all this now. And it was also and it was also an MAN. And so that definitely it activated something in me. I would have treated a woman differently. But I also do think, you know, I had an acting teacher say that when I was in college, where we were all in the room working on an exercise and someone came in late and was like, oh my God, so the A train isn't working. And then so I took the acting teacher turned to her and was like, you have already interrupted us by walking in. You've pulled our focus. We're here and you've pulled our focus. If you come in late to a space, walk in and sit the fuck down and get quiet and integrate quietly. Don't pull our focus more and don't take more of our energy.
Yeah.
You know, and so that has always sort of been running in my head. So when that person said, it's a really funny story, I was like, and I won't be hearing it.
No,
I'm not going to be hearing it. But certainly that was, Jordan, a tough way to meet someone. But that, honestly, I'm glad you met me that way because I'm going to live into that a bit more. Deep divers, who knows what of this podcast we can edit, because I know Jess is really resisting, you know.
Choose your hair color wisely. And I hope that if I ever do something to my hair that you guys are not on board for, you'll give me a heads up.
Okay.
And if you are in a dressing room with your friend and they don't tell you that your butt doesn't look good in those jeans, then they are not your friend.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I know I'm right. Don't make me get nasty to you.
Jess, I love you so much. Like, I just do. And the nice thing about you, honestly, what you got going for you is you have such a level of charm and warmth and sunniness that you get away with a lot. I mean, I can't believe Cody's working on this podcast after that.
Happily. She's tried to quit a couple times. Deep divers, just so you know, all of you that are DMing me, I care about you. That me coming back at you with kindness, that's real. It is. If I don't want to respond, I don't. And that is real. My care and love for you guys is absolutely 100% authentic.
I know that. You're just the best.
I want everyone to know that.
You're just the very best. You're undeniable. I love you so much. Deep divers, I have a very special ticket for you. I am offering, just for our deep divers, 50% off our See Jane Workday, which is October 3rd from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you've never experienced See Jane Work, which is our very special workday, we open up to the broader community. I invite you to come. It will become your productivity happy place. Work lives have changed so much. And so the Jane Club built a new open concept digital workspace so you can sign in from your home, your local coffee shop, because the Jane Club is there wherever you are. And we will guide you through productivity work sprints, community hellos, meditation breaks, activist phone banks, and restorative stretches. Come for the entire day or just stay an hour. And next thing you know, all of your tasks are going to be done, reports, projects you've been dreading all month, and you will feel refreshed and ready to tackle the next day. So this event is open to all. If you head to janeclub.com, click on events, and then click on Jane on Eventbrite, and then type in deep dive, that is all caps, deep dive, at checkout. You can get half off for our See Jane Work open house, and tickets start at $20. Again, use code deep dive at checkout, and that's October 3rd, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard, 10 a.m. Eastern. Hope to see you all there.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free 1-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review. And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more. We'll see you next time.